Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Oh, it's time to empower you. That's what we like to do here on American Talk. It's American Talk Radio, isn't it? That's what we are. We're Americans. We're empowering one another. I love it. Here on Herb Talk, that's what we do. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about mold today and how that can affect your health and what you can do about that. Especially lungs. It's a respiratory issue for a lot of people. And also we're going to talk about gout because, you know, we got Thanksgiving coming up and usually gout flares up around the holidays because people are eating those foods that make gout flare up. So we're going to talk about that. And we'll see how much time we have because I did get a request to talk about the zombie thing again. So we might touch on the zombies a little later in the show. And for those of you that missed the interview with Ty Bollinger and Dr. Micah Farley, you got to go hit the archives and hear about that. And, of course, Of course, today's the 20th, so we have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us, so I don't think we'll get to a whole bunch of that other stuff right at the moment, but we have Dr. Carley joining us at the bottom of the hour because it's the third Tuesday. Yes, it is. Okay, and we have a crack report, but before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military. We're counting on our military. We're lifting them up in prayer. God's hand of protection beyond our righteous men and women in uniform. That God protect them because they need that protection. We all do. And while we're hitting the knees, pray for America. America needs some assistance from the Lord above, and he's on his throne. And if we pray and seek his face, humble ourselves, and, you know, his will be done, right? So mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, hey, let's do the crack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, those five-hour energy drinks are in the news again. Researchers are discovering more evidence why these energy drinks are not really all that healthy for you and could actually be dangerous. Food and Drug Administration has them on the radar, of course. They have reports of 13 deaths over the last 4 years where at least there's some causal link to these products, especially the five-hour energy, which tends to be an energy shot rather than just an energy beverage. A lot of caffeine in those things. In October, the FDA said they received 5 reports involving fatalities linked to another energy drink, the Monster Energy product. So that's being looked at. 5-Hour Energy has included, they have 90 filings with the agency on that particular product. 30 involve serious or life-threatening problems like heart attack, convulsions, and they think at least one spontaneous abortion. So there are differences, though, in these drinks. You know, Red Bull, Monster Energy, and Rip It, and others, they look like beverages, but your 5-hour energy is sold as a 2-ounce shot. Now, recently, the company won't tell you how much caffeine's in it, but the consumer reports an analysis on the product, and it has 215 milligrams of caffeine. That's double the caffeine in an 8-ounce cup of coffee, which normally has about 100 to 150 milligrams. So that's going to give you the shakes, man. Mm. What else is in the crack report? Well, a lot of people are going to be flying possibly this week because of Thanksgiving and maybe next month for Christmas. And so here's the question. How clean is the airplane you're going to be flying on? Or maybe I should say, how dirty is it? CBS did a report on this. They found lots of bacteria breeding on the airplanes. They swabbed down 10 surfaces on 2 airplanes, and they found over 3,000 bacteria on just one plate. They swabbed. Whoa. They said the seat tray was filthy. They swabbed that, and when they analyzed that in a petri dish under a magnifying glass, it was some stringy, mucusy-like bacteria that was mold. Kind of looked like mold. Ooh. But they said the most disgusting bacteria came from inside the seat pocket. Can you imagine? In there, they said it was some bacteria that was associated, the lab said it was associated with the human gut. Yeah. What do you suppose, what kind of bacteria do we have in the human digestive tract? Think about it. So a lot of the bacteria they said that they found consisted of what we have in urine and human stool. Mm. Airplanes really aren't cleaned enough, folks. And really, there's no policy for cleaning and disinfecting them. There's no recommendations from the health department. Mm. So be careful. You know, take your swabs or whatever it is you're disinfecting with you. Okay, what's up next? Genes that can predict the time of day that we're going to die. That's right. Scientists have discovered a gene variation that affects the human body clock so profoundly that they can predict possibly the time of day that you're going to, you know, kind of kick off and go see the Lord. Researchers hope that their findings could eventually be used to determine when heart attacks and stroke patients could better time their medicines, or when hospitals need to monitor them more closely. This research was out of Boston Hospital. Team of team researchers discovered the gene variation by accident, actually. They were investigating the development of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease when they found a single molecule near the gene called period 1. And at the base, there's either another element, an adenine or a guanine. So period 1 either has an A with it or a G with it, when you want to look at it in the scientific terms. So those that had an A with their gene, they say die before 11 a.m. on average. And those with the guanine G with their gene type, they tend to die just before 6 p.m. Interesting. The study was done at the Department of Neurology at Beth Israel Diaconis Medical Center in Boston, Massachusetts, of course. And, of course, the biological clock regulates many aspects of our biology, our behavior. It influences the timing of acute medical events, like when we have a stroke and when we have a heart attack. So there is actually really no gene that will predict what day you'll kick off. It's just the time of day. The findings are published in the Annals of Neurology. Go check that. What else is in the Quack Report? People who live in the tropics more likely to die, they say, 7 years earlier. So you're going to lose some years if you live in near the equator in the tropical areas. This is some new global research. It's a study that 13 institutions across 12 countries participated in, reporting on people in the world's tropical zones. The report was researched in 2010, and on average, those folks that live in the tropics live to about 64.4 years, where the rest of us live about 72.1 years. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, Thanksgiving, right around the corner, a couple of days. Guess what? More Americans this year than ever before are going to be using food stamps to buy their Thanksgiving dinner this year. According to a report from the nonprofit government watchdog group, the Sunlight Foundation, also they said this Thanksgiving, 42.2 million Americans are going to be on the food stamps, according to the Economic Policy Institute. And this is roughly the size of the populations of both California and Connecticut combined. A person on food stamps has a budget of about $1.25 per meal. So a family on food stamps, they have to buy the entire meal per person for less than what it costs for a cup of coffee, hopefully without the extra caffeine. Dear, well, that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to, hey, you know what, let me see. We are going to have to save our mold topic for next week. It's really a long, long segment, and I have Dr. Carly, so I don't want to miss anything Dr. Carly has to tell us. So we're going to save that and our zombie thing for next time, and we're going to talk about the gout issue because, you know, we got Thanksgiving this week. And you know what the universal motivators are? Pleasure and pain. And most people want to avoid the pain and gain as much pleasure as possible, right? They like to feel good about themselves. So if you list all the diseases that cause consistent pain, we have a looming healthcare problem similar to similar to the BP oil slick. Pretty comprehensive. It's deep. But now, for the purpose of this segment, we're going to rule out pain associated with trauma, birth defects, and conditions that cause short-term pain. We're going to focus, though, on chronic pain responsible for a lot of disability claims, with the gout, arthritis, and osteoarthritis. So we're going to focus on that. Now, the National Institutes of Health and the CDC and the American College of Rheumatology with the Arthritis Foundation report that these types of inflammatory conditions are an epidemic in this country. They report 46 million Americans have arthritis, 27 million have osteoarthritis, and 3 million have gout. About two-thirds of the patients are under 65 years of age. 60% are female. So the numbers are equal for whites and blacks, but higher for the Hispanics. However, gout seems to be more prevalent in older men and more black men than white getting that gout problem. About, they're saying by 2030, the year 2030, modern medicine really expects about 40%, a 40% increase in the number of these types of cases to about 67 million sufferers. So this indicates that current treatments are not a cure, and there really is no allopathic cures on the horizon. However, you don't have to wait 20 years for, you know, medical science to find an answer. You have some answers right now, and we're going to talk about those. Some new research reveals that, you know, what our ancient ancestors already knew was pretty true. Foods can help or hinder, heat up or cool down inflammation responses. So the ancients, they actually called arthritis fire in the joints. So arthritic conditions can be inherited because we tend to eat like our ancestors, and it can be caused by viruses even. So, however, most of the cases of arthritis, the specialists are beginning to discover that foods influence arthritic symptoms. And in many cases, lifestyle is the prime cause of these painful inflammatory conditions. Now, in one study, it was discovered that healthy omega-3 fats help to regulate hormone function with agents called esocyanidins, which are they tend to control the inflammation and pain is what they do. Another study suggested that the arthritic condition, such as rheumatoid arthritis, is an allergic reaction to specific foods. So it is speculated that allergic reactions to foods that cause the problem could be related to either poor digestion or leaky gut syndrome. So we've got some possibilities there. Now, food and bacterial agents can leak from the intestine into the bloodstream, and they can set off an inflammatory response, or the bacteria from certain foods can produce toxins causing an arthritic symptom. Now, some predominant arthritis specialists think that food allergy arthritis, or allergic arthritis as they refer to it, is different from conventional arthritis. Now, one case study involved a lady in her late 30s who suffered from crippling arthritis for 10 years, and she discovered it was her love for cheese that caused her misery. Once she eliminated the cheese and all the dairy from her diet, she reversed the condition completely. Now, a British medical journal listed other studies that caused similar reactions, identifying some culprit foods, and we're going to list those. We're going to give the list to you in a minute. So be advised, you want to check all your medicines, too, which can also have fillers in the medicines, and they can actually be the culprits for your inflammation and arthritis or gout response. Let's talk about some of the food triggers real quickly. Some of the food culprits for the inflammatory conditions like arthritis are going to be corn, wheat, milk, cheese, red meats, alcohol, and omega-3 vegetable oils like your corn oil, safflower oil, and sunflower oil. And some of the food medicines that help relieve inflammatory conditions are going to be your fish, like your salmon and your herring and your sardines. Your vegetarian lifestyle is also a plus, as well as ginger root. So what did our ancestors do? Well, since basically there were no pharmaceutical drugs for them to use, they fought disease with nutrition. Alfalfa was used as a rich mineral source. Ginseng was also used for the genocide compounds in it that help relieve the symptoms of arthritis. Oregano was used as an anti-inflammatory, and especially if they couldn't get their hands on meadow sweet or willow bark. Rosemary was also used if cayenne was scarce as a circulatory aid. And in 1766, many early Americans used cod liver oil to lubricate their joints and reverse the disease. Now, there were numerous foods, by the way, they took that internally, cod liver oil. Okay, so there's numerous foods that herbs our ancestors used to correct their imbalance. In 1973, a popular book by Dr. Colin Dong called The Arthritis Cookbook recommended a vegetarian lifestyle, and specifically warned against meats, dairy products, black pepper, alcohol, chemical additives, and tomatoes. So why does meat pose this problem? Well, the fat in the meat will stimulate the production of inflammatory agents. As more vaccines and antibiotics are used in animals, this may also be a factor in the severity of arthritic conditions. Now, some specific meats that cause more severe reactions are cured meats and meats with preservatives. So this means bacon, ham, hot dogs, cold cuts are all going to be off limits. In 1991, a Norwegian study proved that a meatless diet relieved the symptom of arthritis in 9 out of 10 patients. The patients were put on a liquid diet for a week to purge the trigger foods from their system. They drank herb teas, vegetable broth, carrot juice, beet juice, celery juice. Then for 3 to 5 months, the patients stayed on a vegan diet. No animal foods of any kind, no dairy, fish, meat, or eggs. They also removed wheat, refined sugar, strong spices, and citrus from the diet. As foods were gradually added back into their diets, the reactions were recorded. So for a majority of the patients, when wheat and dairy were added back, there was an immediate arthritic reaction within 48 hours. So more physicians are beginning to see that it's no longer preposterous to simply just adjust the diet to cure arthritic conditions. It is the way to do it. And as we get into more GMO foods, who knows what we're going to see. You might have, you know, mega arthritis cases, you know. Well, let's talk about the ginger root, because why does ginger root help relieve arthritic conditions and inflammation? Well, it has an anti-inflammatory agent like willow bark and meadowsweet herb do. The University of Denmark studied ginger root for arthritic conditions and found this ancient Indian medicine worked. In a study, ginger relieved swelling, pain, stiffness, and improved mobility. The study also found that ginger does this by blocking the formation of hormone-like substances which cause inflammation. So this research reported that ginger root worked as well or better than the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug without all the side effects. Also, the ginger root did more than the drugs by blocking prostaglandins and leukotrienes to reduce other substances that cause inflammation, and also protects us from free radicals and antioxidants. Okay, let's go. The antioxidants help do that. Let's talk about the other nutrients because I'm quickly running out of time here. So foods containing nutrition to support joints like silicon or silica, it's a mineral, is going to be helpful. You're going to find it in fibrous plants like your beets, your lettuce, cucumbers, celery, and your onions. Also found in herbs are such as horsetail and oat straw, they're going to have the silica as well. Phosphorus, which is also a mineral, is important because it is a main structural element for bone strength. Now, you're going to find that in your nuts, seeds, vegetables, fish, and high-protein plants. Vitamin C is going to slow any damage and also to your tissue and diminish pain. So you can beef up on that. And you're also going to find that in your citrus fruits and your bell peppers and rose hips, so you can put that into the diet. Vitamin D helps prevent osteoarthritis, and you're going to find that in cod liver oil. Again, there's the oil, herring, and mackerel. Iodine is going to prevent osteoarthritis, and you're going to find that in your seaweed. And you're also going to find natural iodine in black walnut and Celtic sea salt. And you're also going to find these nutrients in products that Apothecary Herbs has, of course. Now, if you look at their Body Foundation food mix, you're going to get a lot of phosphorus. They do have the seaweed there. They have the alfalfa, and they have those vitamins and minerals and plant proteins, along with 22 amino acids that we haven't touched even on yet. So it is a powerful powdered mix that you just take a scoop, throw it in your juice or water, it becomes water-soluble. It's in the system in 60 seconds, so there's no digestion required like in a solid pill or a capsule. So it's very handy. Also, if you need a little help with the silica-type nutrition, their calcium herb formula is a liquid, and again, you can put it in a beverage and you won't even notice it's there. It is so concentrated and so effective at providing the uptake nutrients for the calcium, the boron, and magnesium, and the silica to work, but you don't have to take it every day. It's like a 3-day-a-week kind of thing. Also, they do have the pain herbs, the anti-inflammatory herbs there, the willow bark, the meadow sweet, and, of course, they do have ginger root. They have it in a liquid you can take internally. It's also an ingredient in their arthritis rub that you can rub on topically to increase your range of motion. So you've got some great stuff there along with their ginseng. And of course, you know, you can keep all the system clean, free of toxins that back up into the system. As you change the diet, you can do your cleanses. There are also there the bowel cleanses, the first one you start with. So do take advantage of that. And if you need a free product catalog, you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. And it's a live 24/7 number, so you can find someone live there, or you can just leave your information on the catalog hotline. That's 866-229-3663. But if we have international listeners, you can dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, and that will get you into the international area and leave your information or talk to our customer service area. So that you have lots of tools with information, product support, money-back guarantee, and you can beat gout and not have to worry about it. But watch the turkey, watch the ham, watch the meat consumption for Thanksgiving, and you'll get by with fairly little discomfort this year. Also, if you're on our website, don't forget to sign up for our free online newsletters, HealthQuest and American Survival. And they are going out weekly to you, so lots of free health information in there, as well as discount coupons for the products at Apothecary Herbs. So if you want to save money, like I think this week, I think the folks that are subscribing to those newsletters get a 15% break on any products that they want on the powerherbs.com website, the Apothecary Herbs product, plus they get free ground ship through the rest of the month. So if you were interested, sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter or the American Survival or both if you want and get a free product catalog. You go to thepowerherbs.com and those newsletters will go out to you through the email. So you've got lots of health information there. Of course, Dr. Carly does write for the newsletter, the American Survival, and she's going to be joining us for the second part of the show. We've got lots of health questions for her. And, of course, if you would like to email me information you would like to include on the show, don't be shy. You can email me off the website, thepowerherbs.com. Taking a break, Dr. Carly be on the other side, so don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and I want to let you guys know that I know somebody you should call if you've been looking for a backup currency, if you're looking for somewhere to put your retirement money before the government takes it. You can give Melanie Cederstrom a call at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Of course, her link is on our links page. You can click on that and get over there, or you can give her a call at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. discount gold and silver trading. You'll be glad you did. And, of course, this is the third Tuesday of the month, so that means our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, joins us, and she's with us right now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley. How you doing?
Living in hell, but present word.
All right. Well, you tell it like it is, Dr. C. So I gotta admit that's all right. I was reminding the folks that you do write for the American Survival Newsletter that they can get free. They can sign up at your site or my site or Melanie's site at discount and get some really great, powerful, empowering information. Actually, you had just sent me your article for today's issue, and it's a really good covering the flu vaccine. So maybe we should talk a little bit about the flu vaccine.
Well, it's not just the flu vaccine, it's all vaccines. But the flu vaccine was involved in the article I wrote today that's entitled Never-Ending Cover-Up of Vaccine-Induced Injuries and Deaths. And in 2009, a mom that was interviewed by myself on my show last Saturday, whose child and herself and her daughter got the 2009 H1N1 vaccine, her child ended up getting, quote-unquote, alleged bacterial meningitis and ended up in the hospital for 6 months and had a fever of 108. I've never even heard of a fever that high. Developed a problem with his circulation to the rest of his body, where he ended up having both of his legs amputated, all of his fingers amputated, and his nose amputated. 34 children that got the same vaccine ended up getting this quote-unquote alleged bacterial meningitis. 30 of them are dead. And yet, there was no investigation of the vaccine connection. In fact, they basically just, you know, turfed it and pretended that, oh, they were, you know, just the children that got bacterial meningitis from each other, which is ridiculous. And then you compare that with the fungal meningitis outbreak that's been discussed all over the place due to the steroids that were tainted with fungi.
Right.
That's a little suspicious.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like you. I asked you about that earlier this month about the injectable drugs from that compound facility that made them, causing those deaths, and so I think you even said these compounding businesses that make these types of products are going to be under the microscope now.
And that's why it was done, because almost all compounding pharmacies are basically, you know, filling prescriptions for natural hormones and things of that nature. This company was actually making drugs, you know, taking steroids and putting them in a vial, which is totally ridiculous because the pharmaceutical companies sell these same drugs. So what was the compounding? There was no compounding done. I think this was a psyop done to give the FDA an excuse to crack down on the compounding pharmacies, which are mostly, as I said, making, you know, prescriptions for natural therapies based on prescriptions from naturopaths and such. And, you know, it's just another way for Big Pharma to crack down on their competition.
Right. Well, they're always looking four ways to come through the back door. Well, I wanted to ask you, now, I don't recommend people go get vaccines or the flu shot either, but a lot of people do. Still, you know, they know, they take their chances, they believe it's helpful, and they'll go. So when they get the flu vaccine, they actually shed that stuff off, don't they, to people in the community? Wouldn't you say they do that?
Of course. Especially if they get the live virus shot into their nose, flumen, that is going to actually cause them to be injected directly into their nose with the virus, and of course they're going to shed that for weeks. Yes.
Okay. Well, there's three, I understand, three H1N1 bird flu strains in this year's virus, flu shot, plus a virus that's, common cold from the common cold family. So I don't know. I just hear from a lot of people this year that they're getting these really weird symptoms where they'll get what they think is a cold, because the cold usually comes on gradually with some annoying symptoms like, stuffy nose or watery eyes or whatever. And then it kind of gradually comes on as a full-blown cold. But flu tends to hit you pretty suddenly and, like a bull in a china shop. But what they're noticing is it comes on gradually with what they think is a cold, and then, bam, they're down with a fever. The fever goes away, and then the cold symptoms come back. So I'm just wondering if this is a product of this year's flu vaccine.
It's self-evident.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's exactly what's going on. And these idiots that don't do their research, let them, manifest what they're going to manifest. I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to who get these vaccines and then get the very disease that the vaccine is supposed to protect them against. And that's because they're being injected with the very organism that they're being infected with.
Yeah, but they're getting it in an unnatural way. They're getting it directly into their system, whereas, if they came in contact with it in the environment, they would, ingest it or breathe it in or absorb it in some way, and then the immune system would have its opportunity to work on it through the natural defenses in your immune system, but that bypasses all that when you get it injected.
And that's my whole point. My paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on drcrowley.com, I describe how that very delivery system bypasses the actual, immune system, as you stated, and gives you the disease, and not only that, but corrupts the immune system and causes all autoimmune disease, cancer, genetic damage, et cetera.
I was talking with Dr. Anthony Morris many years back, and he explained it this way. When you have these pathogens directed, delivered, like you say, via injection intramuscularly, what happens is, it kind of shocks the immune system, like, whoa, I wasn't expecting you. It's like, a surprise guest, that you weren't expecting. And so the immune system just assumes that you're supposed to be there, that you're not an agent of destruction to the system, so then it doesn't actually do anything about it. And I thought that was an interesting way of looking at it.
No, I totally disagree. The immune system does something about it. The immune system becomes corrupted, and also because especially the fact that the vaccines are grown on foreign tissues, be they aborted fetuses or animal tissue or whatever, it creates an autoimmune response. There's many layers to this, and as I said, I explain this in my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on drcrowley.com. And in today's newsletter, I also give the definition of weapons of mass destruction, according to the government. And when you read that, it's self-evident that vaccines are biological weapons.
Yeah, I saw that. All good stuff to have in there. I mean, you could just print that off and show that to your pediatrician, couldn't you? Well,
yeah,
and watch
how fast they run to the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, or they report you to, Homeland Security or DSS or somebody. Well, one of the things that's really bothering you, and I know it bothers me, and I'm sure a lot of people out there, is how modern medicine has kind of reversed its position on vaccinating pregnant women. And tell us a little bit about that, because I know you've got, you know, your medical books that said absolutely not, and now they're wanting moms to get the whooping cough and the flu vaccine, and I don't know what else they want them to get, but it seems pretty dangerous to me.
Well, I went to medical school from 83 to 87, and I saved all my books and transcripts and lectures, and definitely we were taught you never vaccinate a pregnant woman. I have contacted many of the psychopathic pediatricians to ask them to come on my show and, you know, describe, well, what happened? How did you change course? Why are you telling pregnant women now to be vaccinated, including the pediatrician that writes for our local Charlotte Observer? Of course, nobody answers me back. And I don't know how they twisted it. I mean, because obviously, if you inject a pregnant woman with a vaccine, you're injecting the fetus with a vaccine. The fetus doesn't have an immune system. And the pregnant woman has all she can do just to, you know, protect herself. It's totally insane. There's no basis for it. And it's further evidence of the depopulation agenda that you can learn about. You know, type in Agenda 21 for Dummies. Agenda 21 is the UN protocol for depopulation, 90% of the population. And
well, Dr. Carly, doesn't the flu vaccine? I remember, you know, when we had that big, you know, pandemic scare, they were vaccinating pregnant women, and they were having well, they were losing their babies. They were having a. So, have you heard that's still happening when they vaccinate? I haven't heard anything to that effect.
Of course. Yeah, they're saying that the flu is very dangerous for pregnant women, and that's why they're encouraging them to get vaccinated. First of all, you can protect yourself from any virus by using colloidal silver, so it's totally insane to be vaccinating anything that breathes in the first place, including pets. But it's just the excuse they're using. Yes. Of course, the pregnant women are having massive levels of miscarriage. But, you know, they always have their excuse. Just like as I reported in today's newsletter, you can have a child die 10 hours after vaccine, and they're going to say it couldn't have been the vaccine. And actually, I'm very excited. A journalist I work with, Christina England from the UK, contacted me tonight and told me that she has now found direct evidence that coroners are told to not mention vaccines as a cause of death when they do autopsies.
I was wondering about that. The evidence is mounting. Yeah, I was wondering about that. How the MEs didn't, you know, see those things on autopsies, because, you know, they're usually very thorough, or they should be. When Dr. G was on that cable show, which, you know, was all about cases and how she discovered how people died. She was an ME, and I found it an interesting show. It wasn't gory or graphic or anything. It just had a lot of medical information there, and she would always know when young women came into her morgue that she suspected it was the birth control pill. You know, when someone's like, you know, 30, laying on a slab, and, you know, the heart looks good, the brain looks good, the lungs look good, she can't find, you know, any major organs, and then boom, then she'll look at the medical record, and she'll see, oh, they were on a birth control, and then she starts looking for pulmonary or some sort of embolism. And she usually finds it. She finds it. And so, yeah, so it's just amazing.
Yeah, but she never mentioned vaccine-related deaths. And
I don't think I caught any shows that dealt with vaccinations. I don't know if she's done any, but I'm sure if she has, they'll be on the archive area somewhere.
I'm sure she would not be allowed to say that on the mainstream media, because
right.
the coroners are not allowed, according to these documents that Christina England has found, they are not allowed to mention when vaccines cause death. And this is a global thing. Just like they're not allowed to mention that vaccines cause autism or anything else. This is how it works. Vaccines are the sacred cow of Big Pharma. It's how they create all these diseases. And then, you know, they give their drugs that cure nothing. And then they start talking about, you know, pre-existing conditions. Well, where did those conditions come from? The clear blue sky? I don't think so. They came from vaccines in the first place.
Well, I know you tell folks, stay away from the white coats. Stay away from the doctors. You know, of course, if you're in an accident, you have to get, you know, triage, trauma attention. But for everything else, stay away from them. But I thought you would find this interesting, Dr. Carley, that in Minnesota, when you get a little too chatty with your doctor wanting him to explain the results of your tests or your physical or whatever, they have a split charge on the bill. So if you ask too many questions, you get charged extra.
What can I say? If you ask any questions, it's a joke. Just don't go to these people. I mean, first of all, the doctors have no clue. I can give so many examples of this. One of my favorites is a client that contacted me. She had breast cancer, which I reversed with my protocol with detoxification, alkalinization, uncorrupting the immune system, etc. But she went to Sloan Kettering, and she told them that she had found out that, you know, alkalinization and eating organic food, etc., was a good thing. And he told her that that was witchcraft. and that's the best example I can give. Eating organic and alkalinization is witchcraft, but taking chemo and radiation is a good thing.
Well, not to mention
are out of their minds.
Yeah, not to mention alchemy, because you got, you know, mercury in vaccines, or most of them still. So metals. Yeah. Well, we've got the time we have left, Dr. Carley. Of course, you know, folks can give you a call. You do have an office number. Let me give that out. It's 888-321-6751. If you need to call Dr. Carley at her office at 888-321-6751. Of course, her website, drcarley.com, of course, for lots of information there. And then the other website you have, is it a different website or does it go to the same one? It's just a different domain, reversing vaccine-induced disease.
The other one is the one I have to go first because I have to drcarley.com over. It's got two math. Reversing vaccine-induced IDUCED diseases.com. The services tab explains how I do consults, and it's a much more manageable site in terms of the amount of information. You could pretty much take care of it in a weekend, but people have to, you know, educate themselves and realize what they're actually doing to themselves, their children, and their pets when they
right.
vaccinate, because the suffering and death that's being caused is just, it's off the chart.
Well, it is, and I agree with you. And, you know, just, you know, it shouldn't be complicated to get better, and people have the power to do that. They got to start thinking along those lines. Of course, you know, you need to seek out somebody with some information to get you started, like Dr. Carley. Cleanse and nourish, always said, cleanse the system of the pathogens, the toxins, the pharmaceutical residues, and put good nutrition in. And guess what? You help the body to heal itself. The body's an amazing thing. It has the ability to regenerate.
Let me just
yeah.
underline what you said. The mm-hmm. most important thing is to eat organic food.
Right.
No pesticides, no genetic modification. Eat natural, organic food. And it's going to cost you more, yes. But trust me, it's going to be worth it in the end. Drink good water.
Right.
Breathe good air. Of course, that's getting harder to do with the chemtrails. But, you know, don't believe that you have to go to somebody with a bunch of letters after their name to get advice, because guess what? They're brainwashed. They're propagandized. You can figure it for yourself. If you have a serious condition and you need help, you can call me or Wendy. We have lots of suggestions. But the main thing is don't take in poison. It's so obvious.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we were talking earlier today, and my mom and my grandmother were big cooks. They liked to cook a lot. And we were talking about organic food today, Dr. Carly, and my mom and my grandmother were noticing that back in the 70s and 80s, that the chicken, when they cooked chicken, the bones would turn black. And they just, that was new to them. They say, what's up with this? Why are the bones turning black when we cook a chicken? They roast a chicken. So I noticed that too. But then when you go get an organic chicken, like we have a wonderful store here called Earth Fair, you'll pay $20 for a 6-pound roaster chicken. But when it roasts up, it is gorgeous. It is beautiful. It tastes great. And guess what? The bones don't turn black. So it's got to be something that they're injecting into these birds, Dr. Carly, that makes those bones turn black when they're cooked. Ugh. So,
yeah. And one of the things I mentioned in today's newsletter, people can go to Meriel, Merial.ca, and learn what they're injecting into all of your food source animals. And as you're eating your Thanksgiving chicken on Thursday, just realize that the wings are where they're injecting the live virus vaccine.
Oh, so you want to pass on those chicken wings. That's a good tip. No chicken wings, I'll pass. Thank you very much. I'd get an organic turkey, folks, if you can. Gee whiz. So they're injecting everything right there in the flappers of the bird. So it's probably real concentrated.
They're vaccinating eggs. They're vaccinating eggs. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Go to Meriel.ca. There's a link in the newsletter that I wrote today. Check it out for yourself.
Okay.
They're vaccinating all the food source animals. Besides feeding them their own species, cannibalism, you know, feeding them bovine spongiform encephalitis, etc. It is so dark that people with a conscience cannot even conceive of the evil that we are confronting. But if you educate yourself, you will learn how to save your life. And then eventually we have to come together and stop the psychopaths that are doing this, including Bill Gates, who has now developed drones to spray vaccines on third world countries, and he's calling that a health initiative.
Oh, wow. Well, I know that's in your article in the newsletter for the American Survival, so folks out there, get on Dr. Carly's site or thepowerofs.com and sign up for a free issue. It'll come out weekly to your email, and of course, Dr. Carly and some others, are including myself, are writing for that, so lots of empowering health information there to wake you up and empower you and be strong and protect yourselves. Well, Dr. Carly, we're out of time, but I thank you so much for being with us. Of course, you can call Dr. Carly at 888-321-6751, and her link to her website is on our website at thepowerherbs.com. Thank you once again, Dr. Carly.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for doing what you're doing to get this information out. The people that write for your website that are survivalists are fantastic. People must sign up for your newsletter.
Well, our newsletter, Dr. C. Well, thank you so much for the information. We're out of time, folks. Until next time, have a happy Thanksgiving, a safe and healthy one. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician. Till next time, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Be well.